I told him about the swimming pool.
Right, we have that.
You got that?
393-1.
Okay. So let's go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record.
Speak up.
We're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record,
okay?
Okay,
I'm sorry to be so pushy, but my leg bothers me.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Hi. Jerry Barrows.
Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Marie Lavalle.
Okay.
I live at 302 McCray Road, Colchester, for 50 years.
Nice.
That's a long time.
Okay, so why don't you let us know what you think the value should be and why?
Well, I'm an old lady. I'm 81 years old. I have Social Security check that my husband had. You know what I mean? I don't have mine anymore. That's the way it is in our house. You know, boy, there is a check that my husband gets from the military, but I get half of that. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That would even cover the taxes. So there you go. That's all I got to say. I'm a poor old lady.
I see the record, Marie, also Carrie and and Todd. Are they your children?
Carrie lives in Hinesburg, and Todd lives in Quarter Lane, Idaho.
Okay. So there, you have a life estate established.
Yes.
Good.
The house has been paid for quite a while. That's why I'm able to stay there.
Sure.
It's cheaper for me to stay there. If you go to the high rise, forget it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm better off where I am.
And I see the notes. Have you done anything with the house foundation that lifted and shifted?
That's the problem. We had a problem a long, long time ago. In 84, a house fell in, and it was bad. It was a rainy day. It came down, torrential rainfall. You want me to tell you the story? Oh, my God.
Did the foundation cave in?
The house fell in. The whole front of the house went, no. But it was being damaged by water that was coming from across the road, and we would call up the town. And back then, I just wish they would had, is being recorded, because the things that they said to me on the phone, if we didn't like it, we could leave, get out, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They were mean. They tried to intimidate us. They did all kinds of things. You wouldn't believe what this town did to us. We stayed there and we fought back, okay? It was bad. We went through hell. Okay, so the town decided, well, we're going to repair your house for you. So they did. They repaired it. They put a whole new foundation. I had a brand new house. I couldn't believe it. I said, wow. My husband and I signed a release, and the contractor did it all. We had to move out, go live in a camp. It was awful. But we made it. And we signed a release, and we were told not to. Don, you're supposed to tell you about it, what happened. You don't discuss it with anybody. That's how bad it was. And so time goes on, and the town of Colchester decides, well, we're going to put a drainage pipe in all along the back of the houses on McCray Road, in between Bonanza Park and McCray Road. So they got a big pipe. It's huge. They dug a hole in our yard, everybody else's yard. It is sandy, loamy soil. One of the engineers did tell me there is a possibility your house could go, and it did. Why my house, you know, after it was all so nice, you know, the foundation was all nice. They played around with the soil, and guess what? It moved. It went up like this.
So that happened after 1984?
Yes, after it was repaired, after the town of Colchester, and the size of the pipe is huge. You could probably stand in it, and they wrapped it in, you know, the material they use to wrap pipes. And guess where it dumps? Into the river. That's polluting the river. Those are all septic tanks in there. Bonanza Park has septic tanks. We have septic tanks. The runoff from the road. The runoff from the dump that's 600 feet from the river. The stump dump, supposedly. I mean, come on. There's a lot of stuff going into that river. Makes its way in there. On McCray Road, everybody has a park. People like to put stuff down so the grass looks good. They like to put insect stuff, and that's all pollution stuff. And guess where it's going? Because most of that land goes like this. It is sandy, loamy soil. There you go. So then I get a letter a couple months ago from engineers that they're going to be building a house next to where we live on McCray Road, and that is a wetland. It's bad. There's a great big huge drainage pipe over there. They're probably going to build over that. Whatever they do, it's their business, not mine. But They wanted me to sign a piece of paper. No, I'm not signing anything because I don't know anything about that land. I'm not an engineer. I don't go there. I'm sorry. I've just been living on where I live for that many years. That's pretty bad.
So that vacant piece next to you?
Yeah, right next. Do you find it in your notes?
I'm finding it.
I should have brought the letter with
me. Bob.
From some engineering company. How they wanted to know if I knew if there was any underwater, any springs or anything underwater there. I don't know. I just know that it's a wetland area that I live in and everybody else. You know what I mean? That's all I know. And things run different when they change things around. Things will run a little different. Like beyond my house is a drainage ditch right over here. And they don't seem to know. You see all this sand in the where it drains out, sand like on a beach. They don't know where it comes from. Excuse me. That's been going on for a long time. Sometimes I'll see the town over there and they're cleaning it up. Sometimes they don't clean up the ditch. One day somebody came down McCray Road and they dumped a bunch of trash across the road. So I took a picture of it and I sent it here, and a few minutes later somebody was over there cleaning it up. There you go. But they had dumped it in a ditch there. There you go. That's the way it is on McCray Road. I don't see the big, huge trucks going down though every 10, 15 minutes down to the landfill down there. Talk about pollution. That stump dump, or whatever you want to call it, Parsons Road, is that's a hazard, a big one.
That closed, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because
several years ago, I think.
You think so? Well, I still see trucks go down there. Smaller ones, you know they're going there and dumping something. You don't know how it's contaminated. You know some of it is. Somebody down there is getting away with something, so I don't really get into it no more. But I used to call and complain. Actually, the state of Vermont. There was one lady at the state of Vermont where she was right into taking care of the environment, and she was really being nice. She wasn't being nice to me to make me talk even more of what I knew. No, she had my back. Maybe that's why they're closed. Could be. Me and myself and others have complained. She says, we get a lot of complaints on that stump dump down there. Okay. All right. But
I can't find the owner
going
of
down
that
our
parcel
road, motorcycles, they go so fast, you know. Cars every now and then.
Town owns it.
The town.
Oh. That's it. It's pretty quiet over McCray Road these days.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's
the little house I like to decorate. Over the years, the 50 years I lived there, I used to do garage sales, and I found antiques way back then. You know, 50 cents, a dollar. Mm-hmm. Today they go for, and nobody wants that stuff. Mm-hmm. My daughter doesn't. My daughter-in-law kind of likes it, but you know, the stuff that you would pay dearly for if you went to an antique shop is full. You could ask one of the police officers. He watched my husband when I fell in the shower. I had to go to the emergency room, so he watched my husband so he wouldn't think he could clean the pool, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
By himself, nobody there, he would have pulled it off, okay? Mm-hmm. He would have, and so the police officer kept an eye on him. Well, I was gone, he said, oh my God, it's an antique shop. There you go.
Oh. He was impressed.
It's owned by Voss. They're on Parsons Road.
Huh?
It's owned by Voss. They're on Parsons Road. Yeah. Colchester did own it.
They
stole it.
Down to 390, 393. 393,
one.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 398 something. The vision guy said, this is now, and I got the before, whatever. I'm surprised he didn't notice the pool when he was there, because there was no fence or nothing. It was just all open out there. And I came over here to the town and I told him, I showed him pictures on my phone. It's gone. You don't believe
me?
You can ask Eric's Excavating. They did it.
Yeah.
Thank God they did it, because I wouldn't want to see my husband floating around that pool.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't even lay down and have a little nap or sit in the chair and take some time out for myself. He was sneaky. He had dementia. That's a bad thing.
That's different
with everyone.
Yeah.
Well, some of the traits are the same, but it is bad. I think my husband might have had it since 2017. And he also had open heart surgery, had a valve, when he was 69. So he lived to be 86. And today is June 25th, his birthday.
Oh.
He would have been 87.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Any more questions? Any more concerns?
I don't think so.
Yeah, talk it up and say enough. I don't
yes.
We got it. Yeah, very good.
I don't have to say no more?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Okay.
So we'll send you a letter in a few weeks
okay.
with the results of grievance notice.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in.
Yes. I found out if I sold my house and moved on, and I couldn't even have the money if I lived in one of those high rises.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
I got a car. I can keep that. That's been paid for yeah. a while, too. But it's a 22. So we made sure, my husband and I, that we got things paid for.
Yeah.
The best thing somebody can do with a house, pay for
yeah,
it.
That's right.
I don't care how much you owe on it. You know what I mean? But I have a son that's into real estate, too. Boy, is he into real estate. Him and his wife, they're very successful.
Out west.
Out west, yep.
Nice.
They had a home in Newman Lake, Washington. I won't even go there. You know what I mean? They invested in real estate for a long time in Arizona.